Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Now, here's your host, Ray I.
Sunrise, a feeling everyone should know. Hear him calling from the treetop, my gun laying on my lap, hoping it gets close enough to make him take a nap. Yeah, I said I'd have some. I promised my mom, but I'm still sitting here waiting on. Been waiting on Tom. He's always running late.
Welcome back, everybody. We're going to do a little turkey calling instruction in this segment to go along with our youth season weekend and upcoming Missouri turkey season, Illinois turkey season. Tennessee's open right now. First thing we'll do in this segment is do a little box call instruction. Basic yelp on a box call. How to use a box call. If you can use a box call, you can call and kill turkeys. We're going to go on two hunts. First hunt's going to be early season. What to do early season when the gobblers are still bunched up and the woods is open and they're not responding to the hen call. And our second hunt is going to be the typical, what most people consider normal spring turkey hunt, hen to gobbler calling. Next week, we're going to come back with other hunts and other instruction. But right now, box call instruction, early season, and mid-season when most of the hens are on the nest and the gobblers responding to hen calls. Here we go.
This happens to be a box-type call. And I recommend a box-type call for all turkey hunters, especially those that are just getting started, because it's ease of use and it sounds like a turkey. We're talking about hens yelping to gobblers. So with that, we're going to do the basic hen yelp. Don't touch the calling surfaces with your fingers. You want to drag the lid across the calling edge and never pick it up. You want a high-low note, a high front end, a lower back note, kind of scratchy. See here the high-low? That's the double note of the wild turkey. So you just speed that up and start slow, short strokes and build it to make the basic yelp. That's the yelp of the wild turkey hen. It's yelping like the hen to the gobbler. In that period, time period, one time a year this happens. It's the only time of year turkeys are different, when the hens actually yelp to the gobblers because of the mating season. A very narrow window of opportunities for you as a hunter. But how all turkey hunting is judged is by hen to gobbler yelping. So here's the basic hen yelp. I don't get into counting yelps or how many yelps. You call with feeling and inflection. Turkeys call how they feel. If you can just learn the basic yelp and something as easy to use as a box call, you can call turkeys during the mating season. High, low. Hear it? Hear it? What I like about the call box call, too, is that it's in one piece, carry it easily in your pocket, and it makes realistic turkey sounds. A cluck, you just pull it, and the yelp. High, low. You also turn the call over this way and yelp. Basic hen yelp, high-low.
During this hunt, we're going to hunt northwest Iowa early season. Northwest Iowa is not the place to be the 1st of April. Woods are extremely open and the turkeys are still in flocks. Now, with it being early season, we're going to have to change our tactics somewhat. And it's hard to move around because after it gets daylight, it's extremely open. And our turkeys are in big groups. Me and Steve start down at a field that Judd sent us to, but then we hear the turkeys on the roost. So we move up and set up on these turkeys on the roost. And as you can hear, there's a lot of turkeys grouped up and down this valley on the roost. So the thing to do is get on the call. Challenge the turkeys.
Ha ha!
Steve makes a shot. We get a nice turkey. Now, to Steve, it's all new. I mean, he doesn't know the gobbler yelping, taking a turkey from the mating call from the hen. He doesn't know any of that. So, you know, he didn't have any questions or opinions. He just pulled the trigger. It worked out really well. But this, again, this is early season hunting where you have to change your tactics and adapt to the situation, the time of year, and what the turkeys are doing the time you hunt them. The basic hen call, mating call, call the gobbler to mate series would have not worked here this morning, and Steve wouldn't have taken his first gobbler.
Yeah. Ooh, he's a heavy guy.
He's a nice turkey. He's got a big beard.
Yeah.
Got in right in off the roost this morning.
Yep.
Congratulations.
All right, thanks, Ray.
Good job.
All right.
Oh, how you like this turkey hunt?
Ooh, I love it.
It's your first turkey hunt ever.
You've converted me.
This hunt is in Illinois, the end of April, and this is a typical basic hen-to-gobbler type scenario, where you yelp like a hen to call a gobbler. This is when things are right. This is how all turkey hunting is judged by this time of the year. When you listen to this hunt, I'm using a little glass call, and I'm doing that little up-and-down cadence of the hen, and I also mix in the mouth call. This is how I call the turkeys when I'm not really blowing it out, but utilizing the time of year that the gobblers are susceptible to hen calling. And again, how all turkey hunting in the spring is judged by everybody, hen to gobbler yelping. Toward the end of this, so I don't talk over it, if you listen when he comes down the hill and gets close, listen to his wings dragging and the sound of him drumming before we shoot. Another interesting thing about this hunt is that the woods is extremely open, as you'll hear in this segment. I talk about it in the beginning. So we stayed back at a distance. We're actually sitting on a corn planter at the edge of the field. The little field below us, we're up on top of the bench, grass in the next field, sitting on a corn planter because you couldn't get in the woods. The woods are really, really open, wide open. This gobbler would spot you. We could see this turkey when he came off the roost and came down the ridge over 100 yards away. Here we go.
On this particular hunt, I call a little different than you normally hear me call, with the cutting and the yelping, the mouth call, and do that old-time up-and-down hen cadence that I heard hen turkeys do since I was a kid. They yelk, 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 yelk up and down because he's responding to it. He can see a distance, and I just keep talking to him. Now, you might ask, why did I decide to call that way? Because there's a hen turkey that lives there that calls just like that, so I'm going to call like her. We actually flushed her out the evening before. The field is below us, and he's up on an open ridge. He comes down the hill. Turkeys go uphill, downhill. They go where they want because they live there. We decided, because the woods is extremely open, not to try to get up in the woods with them. There's a little field in the bottom, just off the old farm road, and stay back. Frank says, we're going to sit on the corn planter and let him come to us. So this is how I call the turkeys. This is how I call the gobblers when they're looking for hens. And watch this gobbler, how he reacts to the call. And listen how I'm calling, because this is how I call turkeys.
Hey, we need to take a break. We'll see you all on the other side, baby.